doers of the word. James chapter 1 verse 22. But be doers of the word, obey the message, and not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. My name is Evangelist Virginia Pierce Kelly. This is the second part of a two-part teaching titled Wrong Way. In the first part, we were talking about a gentleman driving down the interstate the wrong way. And we talked about sometimes people are not aware of the wrong direction he or she is going into. This second part, we're going to be talking about persons who purposely go down the wrong path or the wrong direction, the wrong way. Why, you may say, would a person purposely go the wrong way? Well, we're going to examine from our Holy Bible and answer that question. Let's open to prayer to God and ask the Almighty God for His direction, for His protection, for His anointing to be upon this message. Dear Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, we ask you, Heavenly Father God, Adonai Elohim, that your anointing will be upon this message, Father God. I pray that all who listens and heed the word of God and obey the word of God will just be blessed beyond measure, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, Father God, that this message will go deep down into their heart, mind, soul, and spirit and help that person to obey your word, to do your word, Lord God. And I pray that your anointing will be upon me, Father God, to say the words you want me to say, to help those who are in need, who are thirsty and hungry for the true word of God, those who are seeking you with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, wanting to know who you are and wanting to please you, Heavenly Father God. And I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah. Amen. Please go get your Bible and a writing instrument and a notepad and take notes. And that way the Lord God, and ask the Lord God to give you wisdom to understand His word, the Holy Bible. Please open your Bible to Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 17. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it says here, because you have sinned against the Lord, I will make you grope around like blind. Your blood will be poured into the dust, and your bodies will lie rotting on the ground. This scripture is speaking about people who purposely sin against God, which will cause that person to grope around like a blind person, and will cause that person to go down the wrong way, the wrong path. Let's also go to Zechariah chapter 11 verse 17, and we read from the New Living Translation, what sorrow awaits this worthless shepherd who abandons the flock? The sword will cut his arm and pierce his right eye. His arm will become useless and his right eye completely blind. We see here again that the shepherds who are supposed to be pasturing and loving and guiding and directing the sheep in the right way, they were worthless, the word of God said, and they abandoned the flock. Instead of helping the flock and teaching the flock and feeding the flock, they are abandoning the flock. And God said that the sword will cut his arm and pierce his right eye, and his arm will become useless and his right eye completely blind. In other words, the shepherd will go blindly, also armlessly, for the sake of a better word, the person will lose his or her arm because they refuse to teach and feed and be compassionate and loving toward the flock. Let's go to another Bible verse in your Holy Bible. Go to Isaiah chapter 56. Go to verses 9, 10, and 11. In the Complete Jewish Bible version, it says, all you wild animals, come and devour. Yes, all you animals in the forest. Israel's watchmen are all of them blind. they don't know anything. They are all dumb dogs, unable to bark, lying there dreaming, loving to sleep. Greedy dogs, never satisfied. Such are the shepherds, unable to understand. They all turn to their own way, each one intent in his own gain. And also in the King James Version, all ye beasts of the field, come to devour, yea, all beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they are all dumb dogs, they cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are all greedy dogs, which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. We see here by these verses, Isaiah is talking to the shepherds of Israel, the ones who are supposed to be shepherding the flock and teaching the flock and showing and living to, in front of the flock, how to live godly and what not to do and what to do to please the Almighty God. These shepherds are greedy. They are unable to understand. They turn to their own way. They just don't have enough. They want more and more. And this will cause them to be blind, walking down the wrong path. And they purposely are walking down the wrong path because of their greediness, because they are ignorant, because they are like dumb dogs, it says in Isaiah 56:10. They don't know anything. They love sleeping and lying down. They love to slumber, which will cause a person to walk down the wrong path, the wrong direction. And unfortunately, we see this today. Many leaders in the church, many of the pastors and reverends and ministers and people out in the who supposed to be shepherding the flock, are they're greedy. The Bible says here, they're never satisfied. They cannot understand. They look to their own way. And it's because they're trying to gain for their own purpose, for their own desires in their heart, and not shepherding the flock that God, the Almighty God, has placed that person in that position to do. Turn to your Holy Bible to Isaiah chapter 59, and we are going to read why the Almighty God, the Adonai Elohim, righteous wrath is coming upon the earth, and why people are blindly, purposely blindly going down the wrong path. Starting in verse 1, I'm reading from the Complete Jewish Bible. Adonai's arm is not too short to save, nor is his ear too dull to hear. Rather, it is your own crimes that separate you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he doesn't hear. For your hands are stained with blood and your fingers with crime. Your lips speak lies, your tongues utter wicked things. No one sues with just cause. No one pleads honestly in court. They trust in empty words and say worthless things. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. They hatch viper eggs and spin spider webs. Whoever eats their eggs dies, and the crushed egg hatches a snake. Their webs are useless as clothing. Their deeds are useless for wearing. Their deeds are deeds of wickedness. Their hands produce violence. Their feet run to evil. They rush to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of wickedness. Their path leads to havoc and ruin. The way of shalom they do not know. Their goings about obey no law. They make devious paths for themselves. No one treading them will ever know shalom. This is why justice is far from us, and righteousness doesn't catch up with us. We look for light, but see only darkness, for brightness, but we walk in gloom. We grope for the wall like the blind. Like people without eyes, we feel our way. We stumble at noonday as if it were dusk. We are in dark places like the dead. We growl, all of us, like bears, and moan pitifully like doves. We look for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. For our crimes multiply before you, our sins testify against us, for our crimes are present with us, and our sins we know them well, rebelling and denying Adonai, turning away from following our God, talking about oppression and revolt, uttering lies which our hearts have conceived. So we have read Isaiah chapter 59 verses 1 to 13. It brings out that all these characteristics of all the sins and the evilness that's in a person's heart will cause him or her to walk down the wrong way, the wrong path, and God will just allow that person to blindly grope. Continuing on in Isaiah chapter 59, starting with verse 14. This justice is repelled. Righteousness stands apart at a distance. 530 for truth stumbles in the public court, and uprightness cannot enter. Honestly is lacking. He who leaves evil becomes a target. Adonai saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no one, was amazed that no one interceded. Therefore, his own arm brought him salvation, and his own righteousness sustained him. He put on righteousness as his breastplate, salvation as a helmet on his head. He clothed himself with garments of vengeance and wrapped himself in a mantle of zeal. He pays according to their deeds, fury to his foes, reprisal to his enemies. To the coastlands he will repay their due. In the west they will fear the name of Adonai, and likewise in the east his glory. For he will come like a pent-up stream, impelled by the spirit of Adonai. Then a redeemer will come to Zion, to show in Yaakov who turned from rebellion. So says Adonai. And verse 21 in Isaiah 59. And as for me, says Adonai, this is my covenant with them, my spirit who rests on you, and my words which I put in your mouth will not depart from your mouth or from the mouth of your children or from the mouth of your children's children, now or ever, says Adonai. These last verses that I just read, praise be to God, hallelujah, that God will repay according to the deeds and the fury of his foes, reprisal to his enemies. And God will clothe himself with a garment of vengeance and wrap himself in a mantle of zeal against those who do not preach and teach the word of God. However, Adonai, Almighty God, can restore our sight so that we can spiritually walk the correct path. Go to Psalm chapter 146, verse 8. And it reads from the Complete Jewish Bible, Adonai opens the eyes of the blind. Adonai lifts up those who are bent over. Adonai loves the righteous. In 2 Peter chapter 1, reading verses 10 and 11, therefore, brothers, try even harder to make your being called and chosen a certainty. For if you keep doing this, you will never stumble. Thus you will be generously supplied with everything you need to enter the eternal kingdom of our Lord and deliverer, Yeshua the Messiah. Hallelujah! We see here, brothers and sisters, if we put our trust and our confidence in our Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, Adonai Elohim, he will supply all our needs. He will not cause us to stumble. He will put us on the right path to go on in order to be going and doing the things that he wants us to do and say and live by his Holy Spirit. If you would like a copy of any of the Doers of the Word program, call us at 678-523-2634 or go online to our website at butterflyjourney.tripod.com. Again, our phone number is 678-523-2634. May the Lord God bless you, keep you, direct you, guide and lead you in these last days that we're living in, because Jesus Christ is returning soon. Amen.